Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.
I don't know what it is about a button, but if you see a button, especially if it's red, you just want to push it.
It's so true.
Even if it's one that you know you probably shouldn't touch, if you don't know what it does and it looks like it could do damage, you still want to press it, don't you? Like you just look at it, you're just like, I've got to hold myself back.
I think they've done hidden camera videos before, Gabs, where just randomly in public they'll just put a button and then someone will press it. Then like a marching band will come out or something. Like
it.
You're so right. If there's just a blank wall and a button there, you want to press the button.
Yeah. And a kid actually lived out my dream the other day. I was on the escalator in the city just outside of Woolies. From the car park down to Woolies, pretty much in City Lane. And I was hearing this like alarm go off and I looked at my partner, I'm like, oh my God, what's going on? And then all of a sudden the escalator just jolted to a stop and we were just like, oh, what's going on? And then I look over.
Were you walking down the escalator or were you standing?
No, I was just standing because we had the trolley and everything. Okay, so we're just standing. Right. And it just stopped. And we looked up and there's this kid with his finger still out. And he had pressed the red button, which is the emergency stop of the escalator.
Power to you, kid.
I just wanted to applaud. I really did because that is something I've always wanted to do, but I've restrained myself. But kids don't have those kind of filters. They see a button, they want to press it. And he was in so much trouble, so I couldn't even laugh or anything until they were out of earshot because he was getting reprimanded by his dad. His dad was mortified. And we had to just like scuttle up the escalator then because it was stopped. There was nothing else we could. Oh, and I just lost it laughing. It was just hilarious. I'm like, I wish I was you. I wish I'd pressed that button.
Well, a couple of years ago, my old man, he's a house painter, and he was painting a house. He was at the house by himself. It was a new house, a particularly nice, big kind of house or whatever. And there was a random button. And I think it was red.
Yeah, of course it's red. And it's always red.
He told me this story years ago, but I think he pressed the red button just like not knowing what it was. Again, just random wall. There's a button there. He's painting the wall.
He was watching it for hours.
Yeah. And what's that button do? Whatever. Yep. Finally, you know, curiosity kills the cat. It,
yep.
It got him. He pressed the button. Neck minute. Like the alarm started going off and those blue flashing lights in the alarm started flashing and all that. Turns out it was like a panic button to alert the security company. So he had to, like a dog with his tail between his legs, he had to call the owners of the house and say, I pushed the button. How do I stop it?
I love that.
Brilliant.
30, 12, 16. What button have you pushed that you shouldn't have? Or maybe it was your kid. Maybe one of your kids was just like, it's a red button and my finger, I just have no control. I've just got to push the button.
Has anyone else done this before? Or have you just witnessed it? Like there's a button there, you don't know what it is, but you press it.
You got to.
Samantha on 13, 12, 16, have you pressed a button you shouldn't have?
At work, we have duress alarms in our interview rooms. And I'd never seen it go off and I just had to see what happened.
So you knew what it did, but you still pressed the button.
Yeah, I just couldn't help myself.
Yes.
There's a reason it had never been pressed before. No one was under duress. And I'm guessing you weren't at the time you pressed it as well.
Well, an alarm started going off and I immediately regretted my decision.
Well, you're under duress after pressing the button.
Yeah, that's right. Cassie, you're next. Have you pressed a button you shouldn't have?
Oh, well, I haven't, but a friend has. We were on a school trip in Japan and we were on the bullet train and the big red button with Japanese writing so no one could read. And one of the guys with our group told one of the girls it was for the dining cart, but it was the emergency stop button of the bullet train. We've gone from, 300K an hour to zero in under seconds and flying through the train and kicked off and escorted off by Japanese police. And, we were from then on, a whole group of 30 students. We had to sit on those bullet trains and not move for every other trip. We put the whole network out for 3 days through the whole of Japan.
Why is that button accessible to the public? That is crazy. And
to children.
Yes.
As well.
That's their fault, not yours.
13, 12, 16. Hey, who's this?
Oh, this is Ryan.
Hey, Ryan, what button have you pressed that you shouldn't have?
It wasn't me. A couple of years ago there, I'm a mechanic. It was in a mine vehicle, and one of the guys pressed a button. He thought it was a beacon. Ended up it was an emergency responder. They ended up calling our dealership, and they wanted to send an emergency helicopter.
Oh, that's a bit costly.
Between the bullet train and the van,
yeah.
Like, we're getting into the tens of thousands of dollars.
This is insane.
We'll finish it up with you, Terry. Have you pressed a button you shouldn't have, mate?
No.
Terry pressed a button. He pressed the hang-up button.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
So Cliffo and Gabby right now with the Kerwin report.
From the Kerwin mayor himself.
We need to, come up with, like, I don't know, a jingle or an opener or something like that. Like Cliffo's Kerwin report.
You'd be the self-proclaimed mayor of
Kerwin. Yeah, we're making council the Twin Cities again. Bring back Thurin Gower Council. I'll lead it. Nah. So, you know the roadworks that were happening on Dalrymple Road?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
big
yeah.
roadworks. It took a couple of...
months.
A couple of months in the lead up to Christmas. That's all done now. It's looking really, really good there, huh? I did notice, though, on Thursday morning. It was our first day back. So we were in the office Thursday, Friday last week. I'm driving into work, and I noticed that, like, dozens of pallets of grass, of turf, of, like, turf or whatever, were delivered there to be put down on the side of the road. And I thought, okay, whatever, makes sense.
Well, landscaping's the last step, yeah, makes sense.
So I thought, surely they're going to roll it out then, like, water it, because that's really important when you lay new grass. You have to water it a lot.
Yeah.
Turf gets laid. I noticed by Saturday, it's gone brown.
Oh, no.
I noticed yesterday, driving home from work yesterday, one step from it going brown, the rolled out, the brand new turf has gone white.
It's that dead that it's white.
It's gone white. It's like when dog poos are that old.
Wow.
They go white in colour. And I just thought, surely, that must be the stupidest thing I've seen on, like, roadworks on a medium strip since that time photos went viral of a Townsville City Council worker mowing the AstroTurf, the fake grass at North Shore.
At least that didn't cost money, though.
Yeah, that was free. Yeah.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
You realise on Friday, Christmas would have been a month ago.
Oh, my God.
That went quick, huh?
So quick.
Friday's the 25th, so yeah, Friday, exactly a month since Christmas. But I did notice, it's just in social media, on a social media post that a friend of mine put up, her name's Pinky, she lives in central Queensland, she put up like an Instagram story, and I could see in the background that her Christmas tree was still up.
That's not right.
Yeah,
it's not right.
Oh, I think you said it's all right.
No, it's like, not right.
Because... New Year's Day is the day, right? Is New Year's Day? Or?
No one does it on New Year's Day. No one's in the right state to be able to take down the Christmas tree on New Year's Day.
No, you certainly weren't this year.
But, you know, within that week, it's all right.
Around about New Year's is about the time to take it down. But I noticed that Pinky's was still up because it was just in the background of one of her Insta stories.
Uh-huh.
Now, we've called her. She hasn't heard this conversation, but she is on the phone right now, so we'll bring her in. Hey, Pinky, you there, mate?
Yep.
Did you take the Christmas tree down?
No.
When are you planning on doing it?
Well, I actually have that booked in. So a girlfriend and I are going to the movies tonight, and I said to her, you can come over and help me take the tree down, and we're laughing, and she's like, yep, cool, and then we'll go to the movie. The reason, though, you probably don't realise, the fact is I left for Christmas in Brisbane with my family on the 23rd, and I didn't get home to my actual place till just last week.
You've been travelling.
I've actually been away. Yeah,
still so that's low. Where you've been home for a week, man.
Why bother putting it up if you're not even
really
going to be home?
Been home for a week because I have a daughter, so we had it up for a few weeks. Yeah, so that would be the only reason I would do that.
I'm hearing a lot of excuses. There's a lot of stuff going on here.
Yeah, but I'm not living my life according to your rules and your judgment. I'm worrying about me and just getting on with living my best life. There,
good on you, mate. Enjoy the movies tonight. All right.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Bye, Pinky. But got me thinking, 13, 12, 16, can we throw this out there, Townsville? Pinky's in CQ. We all know they're a different breed down there. But 13, 12, 16, is there anyone listening right now in Townsville that still has their Christmas tree up? I want to know why. 13, 12, 16.
Is there anyone who just leaves it up all year round?
Yeah. Do you know someone who's just still got their Christmas tree up?
Yeah.
13, 12, 16, give us a call right now. Love to hear from you because... Man, a month after the day.
You're leaving it a bit late.
Like, I get it a week, but that was 3 weeks ago.
At Easter time, you just, like, hang eggs on it?
Darren's here. Daz, do you still have your Christmas tree up, man?
No, not me, but I can tell you now the Cassowary Coast Regional Council in Innisfail still has theirs up in the main street.
So they haven't taken down the public tree?
No, of course
not. That's crazy.
They're the council. They're supposed to set an example.
Ah, look, I drove through there yesterday morning and it was still up. To be honest with you, I didn't take any notice whether the ones on the power poles have been taken off or not, but that wouldn't surprise me at that mob.
Oh, well, we know councillors always first to do things, are very quick normally to get stuff
always,
done.
Yes, count like government never
just
lags.
Public service in general.
13, 12, 16, Odie's here right now. Odie, you just said off the air that yours was still up, right up until the weekend. Did you end up taking yours down on the weekend, mate?
I did. On this weekend, Sunday it came, yeah.
A week before a month is up, so that's all right.
So, but still, 3 weeks after Christmas, I reckon that's a pretty, like, that's a solid effort there, Odie.
Yeah, but someone's beating me at the moment. It's my brother-in-law. His Christmas tree is still up, and there's no sign of them taking it down.
Dobby's the worst offender. I love it.
I'm bad, but he's worse.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
It was a big night at the Townsville Stadium for local basketball fans. On Saturdays, we said goodbye to a legend. Oh, that makes it sound like she died. She didn't die.
She did not die.
She's alive. She's well. She's amazing. We love her. Susie Bakovic played her final game in Townsville for the JCU Townsville Fight, and she's on the phone. Morning, Suze.
Good morning, guys. Yes, I haven't died. I'm still alive. I'm
you're still definitely. How are you feeling after playing your final game?
Yeah, look, really good. It's obviously been a massive week and a massive couple of days. I'm pretty tired, but I had, you know, an amazing send-off that will be definitely one that I'll never forget. And on top of that, my family flew up to surprise me when they played a trick on me and said they weren't coming, which I thought was a bit strange, but I was like, yeah, okay, no worries. I guess you guys have been a plenty of my game. So yeah, it was pretty emotional, and I've got the last crew leaving today, so just at the airport saying my goodbyes.
Oh, good on you.
Got less tears today, so that's good.
I know. I noticed, you know, you said it was emotional. There was a few tears spilt on the court. Were they tears of sadness or were they tears of happiness?
I think a mix of emotions. I was really happy but sad. Obviously, you know, I've been fortunate enough to be a professional athlete for 23 years at this level. So, yeah, it's really hard to sort of walk away from. But, you know, I'm really happy that I got to do it on my own terms. I know this season has been exactly the way I, you know, planned and had a bit of injury. But in terms of, you know, I've left the game on my own terms. I've got teammates who have been forced out with major injuries that, you know, can't return. And like Lauren Jackson, who I think, you know, the greatest that we've ever had representing Australia, and you know she had to get a new knee basically, and she was forced out. So in terms of you know, looking how lucky I've been to be able to, I just turned 38, which I keep telling everyone I'm 28.
You know, Gabby does that.
And then I get confused how old I really am, so I'm just going to run with 28 all the time. But I've been fortunate to be able to do something I love for such a long time. So definitely tears of happiness, but also sad to close the book on, you know, such an amazing time I've had.
It has been an amazing career, but what can we expect from you now? What are the plans?
Look, I'm going to enjoy a little bit of time out. I'm pretty exhausted, you know, and from a career perspective, I'm still unsure what I want to do. But also, you know, Dan and I, you know, like to start a little family. So hopefully that runs smoothly for us. And yeah, so that's as far plans as we've got at the moment.
No Johnny Farnham moment? You won't be making a return at all?
No, I think the body's definitely fried at that level. I think it's going to be a little bit too hard to come back now.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
You've been
never
a great...
You never know.
You never say never.
You never rule it out. You've been just a great, great sports person for our city, great ambassador for the WNBL, and, you know, on a personal kind of level, I guess, one of the most approachable sports people I've ever had the pleasure of dealing with in the media. So, Susie, we loved having you in Townsville, mate. Thank you for your time, and good luck in retirement.
Thanks, guys. Really appreciate it. Just remember, I didn't die and I still live in Townsville.
This is not a eulogy, everyone. She's okay.
That's right. I'm okay.
Thanks, Sus.
Thanks, guys.
Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.